I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Absolutely true diary of a part-time Indian.
Harry Potter.
The Handmaid's
Captain
Tale.
Under Catcher in the Rye.
Chatterley's Lover.
Grapes of Wrath.
A Brave New World.
Of Mice and Men.
Their Eyes Were Watching God.
Every year, books are challenged in libraries, bookstores, and schools by people who want to remove or restrict access to certain material. And in 1982, in response to these challenges and as a means to draw attention to the harms of censorship, the first Banned Books Week, which usually takes place the last week of September, was launched. Since then, people have been finding unique ways to celebrate the annual event. In Unalaska, city librarian Karen Kresh says in past years, the library staff and volunteers have put together displays of books locked up in cages. They put together clues for the public to discover why the books have been banned and read excerpts over the radio of some of their favorite books that have been challenged or banned.
Homes had been, but she did look back, and I love her for that because it was so human. So she was turned to a pillar of salt.
But I did find an excerpt from Slaughterhouse-Five that I thought was meaningful, and that is a favorite book of mine. I think that he has a nice way with language that lends itself to reading out loud, too.
I'm supposed to look back. I'm certainly not going to do it anymore.
That was Kresh reading Slaughterhouse-Five, one of her favorites of Kurt Vonnegut's novels. She says Vonnegut is one of her personal heroes, and she likes the humor in this piece. Kresh has been Unalaska's librarian since 2014. Before that, she worked for the King County Library in Seattle. Kresh says that libraries, whether they are part of a big city or rural Aleutian Island, should be welcoming and inclusive. But, Kresh adds, they are not limited to a single person's perspective or preferences. In fact, there used to be a sign hanging in the back room of Unalaska's library that read,
"A good library has something in it to offend everyone." So just the same way that everyone should be able to find something they love, everybody should probably be able to find something that offends them or bothers them in the library. And that's just the nature of having a collection that is truly for the entire community.
Kresh says that when she's choosing a banned book to highlight or to read on air, she's looking for something that's easily excerpted, but also demonstrates how detrimental censorship can be.
I'm also just looking for literature that's beautiful, that's moving, that I personally find meaningful and I'm excited to share with other people, because I think that highlights the loss that the whole community experiences in places where this material might be banned from their school library or might be challenged or banned in their public library.
Kresh's approach to librarianship is multifaceted. If you have ever seen Kresh read to kids, it's clear she has a natural talent and passion for literature and education. But the exuberance Kresh projects during story time also evokes her avid commitment to equal and public access to information.
Libraries are founded on the principle of the First Amendment and free speech and free access to information, which is kind of a corollary of the right to free speech. And so it's a good time to remind people that that the library is an institution that's founded on these really lofty ideals and these American principles. It's not just a place to get some fun reading material.
He beat me today. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
I may have got something in my eye, but I didn't wink. I don't even look at men.
Seen backwards by Billy, the story went like this. American planes full of holes and wounded men.